You are Locked On Reds, your daily Cincinnati Reds podcast, part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day.
If you have not already tried it, Blue Chew is the chewable form with the same active ingredient as Viagra or Cialis. And it's not necessarily if you have a problem performing in the bedroom. It's just maybe if you want a performance boost. If you are tired of hitting singles and want to hit a couple of extra base hits, chew it and do it with Blue Chew. Go to BlueChew.com and enter promo code MLB. You'll get your first order for free. You just pay $5 and ship. That's BlueChew.com. Enter promo code MLB. The process of getting all of that taken care of, you just go to BlueChew.com, answer some questions on their online pharmacist, and they will prescribe to you Blue Chew. Then they send it to you in discreet packaging. There's no awkward in-office doctor visit. There's no waiting in line at the pharmacy. Just go to BlueChew.com. And for your first order for free, enter the promo code MLB. Blue Chew is the better, cheaper, faster choice. And we thank them for sponsoring the Locked On Reds podcast today. Welcome into your daily source for the Cincinnati Reds throughout the offseason. This is the Locked On Reds podcast, and I'm your host, Jeff Carr.
And here we go.
What's up, Reds fans, and welcome into the Locked On Reds podcast. It's Thursday. It's a throwback Thursday. Thank you so much for joining me today. On this throwback Thursday, I do have a couple of Reds history items. Won't be the entire episode, but I did want to take a look at today in Reds history. Also wanted to talk about Kyle Bodie for a moment. I don't know if you had a chance. I got the chance. I watched the video that he shared on his Twitter page, just kind of talking about his story. Kind of wanted to talk about that for just a moment. And then also, there's a member of the Bell family that could be on the move to another organization within baseball. We'll talk about that too. But before we get into all of that, make sure that you are subscribed to the podcast on all the many podcasting providers that are out there. Also, find us on Twitter at Locked On Reds and at Jeff Carr with three Fs, and hit us up on the Locked On Reds line. Going to get to maybe one of those here later on in the episode. We'll see how time goes. 513-549-0159. Today's episode is brought to you by Vivid Seats. Make your next memory at a live event with Vivid Seats. Download the Vivid Seats app and enter promo code POSTSEASON for up to $100 off of your next ticket order. So I got the chance, and Kyle Bodie tweeted out, because obviously he got an influx of Reds followers after he was announced being hired by the Reds to be the pitching coordinator to kind of work with, and it's mostly minor leagues that he'll be working with, but working with developing pitchers within the Reds farm system. So obviously he's going to get a lot of followers from that. And he tweeted out there was kind of a mini documentary about him on YouTube and just kind of talking about who he is, where he came from, and to the point that he's at Driveline, you know, up until the point he got hired. They didn't mention him getting hired by the Reds. I think this was probably made earlier in the year. But they talk about his journey and how he came from the point where he actually was trying to be like a professional gambler, playing online poker and stuff like that, and he was actually super successful at that until it was all shut down by the government. And from then, he actually went to work at Microsoft for a little bit, and in the video, he talks about that. He's like, you know, it was a great job, and I had great benefits, great pay, all this other stuff, but I was miserable, because that wasn't what he wanted to do, and he just really didn't know what it was he wanted to do. So then he was at a local baseball game, and he was thinking about that, how to develop baseball players better, and he kind of tried to do a little bit of research, whether it be through journals, like medical stuff, talking about how baseball players were able to push themselves in development and to see if teams had really started to utilize different techniques to develop. Because as you might figure, the normal way of developing baseball players was they would get former baseball players as coaches, and then they just teach them from their own experience. Kyle Bodie kind of took a more scientific approach to it, learning about different things that you can do for strength training. That's where the weighted balls really became a huge deal for driveline. That was something that he used a lot in the early days of driveline, according, you know, to the documentary video that talks about it. But he found a passion for developing players into better baseball players and eventually Major League Baseball players. And so he left his job at Microsoft, and, you know, the video talks about at that point he had a mortgage, he had a kid, he had a family, but he chose to step out from his comfy job behind a desk and really go full force into this dream that he had, and now here he is. Obviously, it's not something that happened overnight, but he built Driveline into the institution that it is today, using different techniques, whether it be the weighted balls or different weight training or analytics with the Rapsodo cameras and all of the different high frame rate cameras that can really pinpoint a pitcher's motion, release, grip on the ball, all of that different stuff. He was really the pioneer for that, and really, as he said, he was trying to convince the Tampa Bay Rays that he knew how to develop a better player, and it just kind of morphed into his own business, which now he has brought to the Reds. And that is kind of one of the reasons. I mean, there's a lot of reasons behind the excitement for the Kyle Bodie hire, but that is a big reason for it, is that he's an outside-the-box thinker. And in this game, if you are following everyone else, if you're catching up to everyone else, that means you're behind everyone else. With the Reds getting Kyle Bodie, that really does bridge the gap between them and the teams, the organizations that are the best at developing talent, like the Dodgers and the Astros and teams like that. It doesn't, you know, bring them right up there too. And, you know, we'll find that out in a couple of years if that really did what we hope it did for the Reds. But overall, Kyle Bodie, just the story that it had, you can check it out. He shared it on his Twitter page, which is at Driveline Bases on Twitter. And it's got the link. It's a YouTube video. Really illuminating. It's kind of cool. He sounds like an interesting guy, a real thinker, a guy that's going to challenge what the Reds have done in the past that hasn't worked, and he's going to attack that and fix it. And that's exactly what they need, and exactly what I wanted to hear from this hire. We're going to get in here just a moment, going to talk about a member of the Bell family who is being targeted by some other teams in Major League Baseball. We'll take a look at that for just a moment, and also want to get into some today in Reds history. But first, do you want to go to a playoff game right now? I bet if you're living close to one of the stadiums that's currently hosting the playoff games, you've thought about it at the very least. I've got a great idea for you. Check out the Vivid Seats app and enter the promo code POSTSEASON to get a discount of up to $100 off of your next order. Vivid Seats is the best way to make your next memory at a live event, whether it be sports or, you know, you got music, stand-up comedy, Broadway show, whatever you're thinking of. Vivid Seats has a wide variety of ticket options to choose from. Download the app today. I am an avid Vivid Seats user. I've used it multiple times this season, and even traveled all the way up to Pittsburgh and used Vivid Seats to get some seats up there. I recommend it. Check it out. The Vivid Seats app and promo code POSTSEASON. You've really got to check out this Postmates deal. Download the Postmates app and enter promo code LOCKEDON. You'll get your first 7 days worth of delivery up to $100 covered. That's no delivery fees on Chipotle, Jersey Mike's, Chick-fil-A, whatever you can think of, Postmates will deliver it to you. They're your food delivery, grocery delivery, whatever delivery service, 365 days a year, 24 hours a day. Just open the app, the Postmates app on your phone, and enter promo code LOCKEDON to get $100 in free delivery for your first 7 days. I use the app all the time, and I'll tell you what, even after your introductory offer of $100 in free delivery for your first 7 days, they have more offers that they pass along. Sometimes during the weekend when it comes to football, they'll be like, hey, check out this offer through the Postmates app, free delivery for the weekend. You got to check it out. The Postmates app and promo code Locked On. I saw this story on the Inquirer page for the Reds. They were talking about how Mike Bell, that's David Bell's brother, who is the farm director for the Arizona Diamondbacks, actually met in person with the New York Mets for their managerial vacancy. And he, you know, he's David Bell's younger brother. He's also last year interviewed with the Rangers and the Orioles. So just another part of the baseball power family known as the Bells. And it got me to thinking, because there's been a lot of folks that, for whatever reason, have lobbied criticism against David Bell. And now I know there's plenty of decisions that you can point to and in-game scenarios that you're scratching your head about. You know, maybe you thought that was a weird move, a strange double switch in the fifth inning or something like that. That's understandable. But overall, I thought David Bell did a pretty good job in his first season. It was his first season as a manager in any level. And it's weird because there is this strange narrative going around that people are talking about nepotism. That the reason that David Bell is the Reds manager is because his dad works for the Reds. I think that's pretty stupid. I mean, if you just look at it, David Bell was a pretty coveted managerial candidate for a number of teams last season, not just the Reds. It wasn't as if it was just the Reds who were kicking the tires on David Bell to see if he would like to be their manager. There's plenty of teams that were looking for him to come in and lead their team. So it's not as if they just went out and hired David Bell because he was the son of a guy who works in the front office. That's dumb. Dick Williams and Nick Kroll did their homework on David Bell. They found him to fit the mold that they were trying to make this organization into, because as you've heard in multiple interviews with David Bell, he talks about organizational alignment. And that is so key nowadays for the entire organization, from major league level to rookie level, to have the same philosophy. And when your major league manager is on board with that and a part of that, that is so key. And the fact that they are able to get David Bell, who buys into that because he came from a background of running farm systems and player development systems, that's what they were looking for. They weren't looking for some rah-rah. I mean, we all love Lou Piniella, Sweet Lou, throwing the base into the outfield, and now, who knows, we might see David Bell do that. He has shown a propensity to have a little bit of a temper on the field. But they're not looking for a, you know, a field general who's going to demand excellence out of his guys or else. No, that's done. You're not going to see that hardly anymore. Those guys are being slowly turned over in Major League Baseball. And the new guys who embrace all aspects of the game, from the fundamentals to the analytics, those are the guys who are getting the jobs nowadays. That's just the way baseball is moving. And I've been happy with what David Bell put out in the first season. Obviously, he's going to be scrutinized a wee bit more this upcoming year, as there are plenty more expectations on him and on his team. But overall, happy with what I saw out of the first year. And before we get out of this episode, I'm not going to be able to get into any Locked On Reds line voicemails or anything of that, probably on tomorrow's episode, though. So make sure you get those in, 513-549-0159. If there's something that I say that just rubs you the wrong way, give me a call. Let me know, 513-549-0159. So let's do this one last thing before we get out of here.
It's time to take a walk around the diamond of the past. It's time for Today in Reds History.
So, there's a couple of things that actually happened today when you look back at the history of the Reds and their 150 years of existence in Major League Baseball. Unfortunately, none of them are super good, but they all have some significance to them. In 1970, the Reds and the Orioles played the very first World Series game on artificial turf. And even though the Reds took an early 3-0 lead, the Orioles came back and won the game 4-3. That was the year, obviously, as most of you know, that the Orioles won the World Series over the Reds. That is probably the most famous of Earl Weaver's Orioles team. There's a book written about it, after all. And, you know, that happened today. Game 1, World Series of 1970. And then you also take a look, 1973, the Reds lost the winner-take-all game of the National League Championship Series. Back then, as some of you know, not all of us know, but some of you know, it was just a 5-game series back then for the NLCS. They lost that game to the Mets and Tom Seaver, as the Mets won 7-2, but would then run into the buzzsaw of the Oakland A's in the World Series. And then lastly, and just one more nail in this gloomy Today in Reds History coffin. Back in 2010, the Phillies complete their first ever playoff series sweep, and they do it against the Reds. I think we all remember this one pretty vividly in our memories, as that was the series that Roy Halladay tossed a no-hitter against the Reds. And on this day in 2010, Cole Hamels pitched a 5-hit shutout as the Phillies won 2-0. So yeah, lots of interesting things. Of course, though, yesterday in Reds history was the ending of the 1919 World Series, the Black Sox scandal, which, as there were plenty of memes going around Twitter yesterday talking about how the Reds would have won the World Series irregardless. I always forget. I think it's irregardless. Anyway, even if the White Sox had not been paid to throw the World Series, there are plenty who believe that the 1919 Reds would have won anyway. A very fascinating series in which they won 5-3. It was an 8-game series. It's funny to see all of the different evolutions of playoff series and how long they took, different things like that. Just overall, in baseball history, the way everything evolved. But, hey, that's a little bit of a good thing. So, yesterday in Reds history, much better than today in Reds history. But, anyway, just thought I'd say that. And real quick, I didn't really think that this was something to spend an entire segment on, but I noticed that MLB trade rumors had come up with a list of arbitration eligible players and what they think each player will make after arbitration. And of course, you had the ones that you kind of figured. Trevor Bauer, they said, is probably going to make a little over $18 million. You've got Anthony DeSclafani making just a hair over $5 million, which is super affordable for a guy who took a huge step in 2019. I did have a thought, though, and that'll lead us to this.
It's the moment you've all been waiting for. The Locked On Reds Twitter poll of the day.
Per MLB trade rumors, they think that Jose Peraza, through arbitration, will get a raise of up to $3.6 million. And so my question to you is this. Do you think that is a nice little number enough that the Reds will keep Jose Peraza and he will be on the team in 2020? Or do you think the Reds are going to move on from Peraza no matter what? Because he really took a step back last season, and it really still remains to be seen if he will ever be what the Reds expected him to be when they got him from the Dodgers. So, Will Jose Peraza be a Red in 2020? Yes or no? That poll is up at Locked On Reds on Twitter. Go vote. We'll talk about it tomorrow. Thanks so much for listening to today's Locked On Reds podcast. On tomorrow's show, we'll talk about that poll and look at some other off-season storylines as the postseason progresses. I'm sure some of you saw the Cardinals absolutely destroyed the Atlanta Braves in that series-clinching win, so they move on to the NLCS. And as I'm talking to you, the Dodgers are currently playing the Nationals. The Dodgers got out to an early 3-0 lead. And as we're talking, it's in the top of the sixth. And it's still 3-0. So we'll see if the Dodgers can hold on. It's crazy to think that they're holding on as big of favorites as they were. But anyway, we might be looking at a National League Championship Series of the Dodgers and the Cardinals. Thanks so much for listening to today's episode. Make sure that you are subscribed on all the many podcasting platforms. Hit us up on Twitter at Locked On Reds and at Jeff Carr with three Fs. And save the Locked On Reds line number into your phone, 513-549-0159. For the Locked On Reds podcast, my name is Jeff Carr, and I'll talk to you guys tomorrow.